This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have all kinds of fun, to say the least, because we've got some wide variety of topics to talk about. Off the bat, we're going to be talking about some winter car care tips with a representative from the folks at Prestone. So can't wait to get to that. A little later on, Don Jones, one of our regular contributors, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, will be sliding up to the microphone to tell us much more about what he's been up to in recent times. For those of you who are holding over from a previous hour of the broadcast, we got a question, and it's an easy question. I want to know, I've given you a couple of hints here. This is a three-door vehicle, two doors and a hatchback, made by a German manufacturer in the 1980s. It was called the Corrado. Who made the Corrado? The telephone number 855-660-4261, email bob@autoworldradio.com. That's bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to Prestone's Vice President of Technology. It's my pleasure to welcome Colin Dilley to the airways of Auto World. Colin, thank you very much, and how are you doing? Do we have Colin yet, or are we still working on it? We may be still working on it. Hi, everybody at GCN Master Control. Let me know when we have Colin on the line. Wonderful. Colin, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing?
Good. Very well. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, here we are. We're smack dab in January here. The winter is upon us. And for those of our listeners who are in four weather states, folks in the Northeast, folks in the Midwest, folks other different places as well. This is a tough time of the year, and it's very important to take care of your vehicle. And you guys have put together some wonderful winter car care tips. Let's talk a little bit about Prestone is a brand. This brand has been around for a long time, and I understand it's actually the leader in underhood chemicals.
That's correct. We've been around for, in fact, this is our 90th year, 1927. We've been addressing winter problems for 90 years.
90 years, that is, that's one of those accomplishments I like to hear, companies that have been around for a long time. So, Colin, tell us about some of the things that we need to do. I would imagine one of the first things you got to do is take a look at your cooling system.
Yeah, and I really put it down into three things: ignition, vision, and traction. And you want to address all of them to be safe on the road to get to where you want to be going. So from ignition, that's about making sure your engine is running correctly. And you're absolutely correct when you say you want to check your cooling system. And number one, make sure that your antifreeze is topped up to the top level. And number two, check that antifreeze to make sure that it's at the right concentration. And when I say the right concentration, ideally you'll have 50% antifreeze and 50% water mix, which gives you the right freezing point protection and helps the engine run most economy. And you really want to check that with one of those hydrometers, and you can buy those in any auto store. And just make sure that you do have that right amount so that you're not going to freeze up the pipes, burst a radiator, or even worse, burst a block.
So true. And there are some people out there, unfortunately, that have made that mistake that they don't realize it needs to be mixed. As I've heard many a story over the years, Auto World has been around on the national airways since 1992. And believe me, I've heard of people putting straight antifreeze in. And of course, people who kind of emulate the racing scene and put much more of a water-based solution in. But we're talking 50-50. That's the best route to go here, Colin. And your thoughts about the use of distilled water over regular water?
Yeah, and we always recommend when you're going to top up, buy the 50-50 premix right away because that has the right water in it as well. Because what you'll find if you put tap water in, if you're in one of those areas where you may have very hard water, those hard water deposits, they'll actually come out of the antifreeze coolant mix. They'll deposit on the radiator and the heater core, and they'll really stop the cooling system from functioning the way it will, and your engine will start running a little too hot.
So true, Colin. Today, a lot of the new vehicles in recent times, you know, have radiators made out of interesting different materials than we saw years ago. There's use of aluminum, there's use of plastic, there's use of a lot of different elements, and I'm sure that's a challenge for you guys as well. But the vast majority of Americans have a 10-plus-year-old vehicle, so chances are they got to look out for corrosion. And I understand that Prestone offers a product throughout the line that will really help protect against corrosion. Tell us about this particular protectant and what it does.
Sure, I'd love to. We're actually very, very excited about this real jump forward in antifreeze protection. You're so right that aluminum is so common in engines now, not just the radiators, but in the actual engine and the head as well. Our CoreGuard technology, which is an anti-corrosion technology, will absolutely eliminate all corrosion from the engine. And we've done tests now. We have fleet vehicles out there that we've been running for 150,000 miles. And literally the cooling system, and that's every component of the cooling system from radiator to engine, looks exactly the same as the day we put it in when it was a brand new engine. So really,
wow.
Two things that are important here. Number one, no corrosion. That means you're not going to start having to replace parts. But number two, corrosion always leads ultimately to a blocked radiator because those corrosion parts, they always come out of precipitation at the coldest point of the cooling system, which is the radiator, and they will block those tubes. So you'll end up with, you know, a cold car, and you'll end up with an overheated engine, and that's not a good thing. And that's summer, winter, fall, spring, fall seasons.
Excellent. So the two Prestone products that you'd recommend would be the Prestone 50-50 pre-diluted antifreeze coolant as well as the Prestone concentrate antifreeze coolant with CoreGuard. Those are the two specific products to look for, Colin?
Absolutely. And our testing has shown that they're at least 5 times better at this than any other product out there on the shelves.
5 times better. That is something to be very, very proud of. Our telephone number, if you've got a question for Colin, he is more than qualified to answer. We're going to call him the doctor of winter car care tips. You can call the doctor here at 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer to reach out via the email, we have that available for you as well. Bob@autoworldradio.com. Bob@boblongradio.com. And we also have that trivia question out there about this vehicle called the Corrado, which was sold in the 1980s. Who made that vehicle? Let's begin talking a little bit about windshield care. We're fast approaching break time, but we at least can get started on it. Boy, there's nothing more dangerous, and I lived in Boston 90% of my life, 99% of my life, and I live in a warm weather climate right now in Florida, but in the next year or so, I may very, very much indeed be moving back to Boston, and I have been in situations where it is downright scary if you run out of windshield wiper fluid, if you run out of the proper type of coolant, it can really cause havoc. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about ensuring that your windshield stays clear. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
The truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrant Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Often not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're getting lots of valuable information from Colin Dilley, President's
of tech, Vice President. I just gave you a little raise there, Colin. Vice President of Technology for Prestone. Colin Dilley is the gentleman's name. We're talking all about winter car care. We got the trivia question out there for the taking, looking for the maker of the vehicle known as the Corrado. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico and see if he might have the answer to this pesky trivia question. Frank, my friend, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Bob. Enjoying the great show as always. And that guy has some really good tips for the people preparing the cooling system, yeah. But anyway, I remember this Corrado because it had this real cool rear spoiler that automatically went up at, like, I don't know, 55 miles an hour or something like that, and then came back down when you slowed way down.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was Volkswagen.
Yes, it was, and you're absolutely right, and thank you for reminding me about the spoiler. I mean, that's something that we see today on Porsches and some Audi products, but that was back then. This was real cutting edge.
Yeah, that just blew me away way back then. What was it, 88, 89?
Exactly. And it was the spiritual successor to a vehicle that was sold in the 70s named Scirocco. After a desert wind. That's right, the Scirocco. You know your automotive history. How's your fleet of vehicles? How's everything going?
Oh, not doing too much driving. It's been a little cold lately, but everything is, I'm trying to keep up with the maintenance on all of them. That's the main thing, you know.
Absolutely. That's a full-time job in itself.
No kidding. Well, anyway, it's great to hear you on with a nice live show today, Bob.
Well, thank you. Well, my health is getting better, so with God's help, we'll hear a lot more live me and lots of cool things in the year ahead. We're going to get this pony back on the right track.
Right, and thanks to all the fellows who always help you out when they sub for you, you know. And I want to wish Happy New Year to you and Mrs. Long and the little scamp Lucy, of course.
That's right. Thank you, my friend. My best to you and your family, and take care of that Buick Grand National, okay?
Going to do it. Okay, I'm going to sit back and listen now, Bob. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Colin, before the break there, I was mentioning being a native of Boston, living there 99% of my life. I had a lot of experience with windshield washer issues, wiper issues during some of the worst snowstorms. I mean, we actually have had in the Boston area in the decade of the 1990s and throughout the 2000s, we've had some of the worst winters in history. But this is so important for visibility. And if you've got the wrong juice, so that's what a lot of people call it, wrong juice in your squirter, in your windshield washer reservoir, it really can cause an awful lot of trouble. Tell us about some of the tips that you might have for folks so that they won't suffer this very aggravating and dangerous problem, and how they can keep their windshield clear all the time.
So really it comes down to the most important thing is the temperature outside. If you have a summer fluid, or if you have one of the, let's just say, the cheap fluids, when it gets really cold, and most of us we're getting up ready to go to work when it's very, very cold in the morning, it can freeze in the reservoir, and it can freeze in the various pipes that are going up to spray it onto your windshield. And obviously it's frozen, it won't clear the snow or the ice or the frost. And secondly, if you have a fluid that's really not up to par, once you start moving and you spray it onto your windshield, one of the horriblest things that can happen, and it's happened to me in a rental car before, is you spray it on your windshield and it will freeze as soon as it hits the windshield.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have that freeze point protection. And we've got to remember that when the car is moving, that movement of air over the fluid is really evaporating it quickly. And when you evaporate a fluid, it goes cold. So that refreeze is a monster problem. And suddenly you'll lose your visibility completely. And believe me, it's a scary thing.
It certainly is. But the good news is Prestone has got a product called Prestone De-icer, and this is not your average windshield washer fluid. I understand this can really protect windshields and drivers at real extreme temperatures. Tell us a little bit about the capability of this product.
So we designed this product to do two things and to do two things very well. Number one, you're going to protect and your windshield from refreeze up to minus 32 degrees C, and that's cold. And number two, it's designed to really wash away all that dirt and salt and road grime that gets thrown up from the truck or the car in front of you, so you have that visibility. And it really kind of lubricates as it pulls everything off the windshield to leave it crystal clear so you can see exactly what you're doing immediately. Because anybody that's had a truck go racing past them and you've suddenly got a windshield full of that brown, dirty water, you want that gone as quickly as possible.
So true, Colin. Let's talk about tires. I always love to remind folks, you know, you can have 500 horsepower under the hood, but that contact patch on the four wheels and tires, the tires, the rubber hitting the road, is not that much bigger than your hand. It is so, so important to have good tires in the winter in particular.
Traction is the be-all and end-all. Once your engine started and you can see, if you can't control the vehicle, if you can't go up the hill, if you can't turn when you want to, and if you can't brake when you need to, you shouldn't really leave the driveway. You want to make sure you have good tires. You can't underestimate or overestimate the importance good tires have on driving.
Yeah, it can really make a big difference. And also, you know, there are folks that don't realize that some of the performance tires are not really meant for the winter. And what happens, the rubber actually goes through molecular changes, and the tires can become like ice skates.
Absolutely. The rubber actually hardens up on the performance tires when it gets very cold. You really want those winter tires that have a soft rubber polymer so they actually grip.
That's the route to go. Colin also recommends that we check all fluids. Tell us a little bit more about all the different fluids we should be looking at.
You know, the key things as you're going along, power steering fluid, because if you have a poor quality or old power steering fluid, it makes actually steering the vehicle very difficult. You might even start hearing those squeezes. Brake fluid. Always remember that brake fluid picks up moisture over the summer and it tends to deteriorate, so you want to make sure you have your brake fluid topped up or changed to make sure that you're not forming any problems in the braking system. And that's really the key one. So as long as you can see where you're going, as long as you've got traction, and as long as all your engine fluids are where they should be, you should make it to your destination.
And that's the most important part. And folks, I really encourage you to check out Prestone.com to check out all the wonderful products. Colin, this has been great. I hope we can get you back with us again. We should make this a regular segment with you. I can tell you're a very knowledgeable guy and a true gentleman. Thank you very much for joining us here today.
Bob, it's absolutely my pleasure. Love to talk to you.
Thank you so much, my friend. We'll take a pit stop on the other side. Don Jones, the old car guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Every time we play this song, it reminds me of, I said it before, Wolfman Jack, the famous disc jockey who made a lot of TV appearances in his career as well. That's Howlin' Wolf, a famous blues musician from many, many years ago, or as my dad would say, many, many moons ago. Well, we've got lots of cool things to talk about here with our next guest. He is the founder and CEO of TheOldCarGuys.com. It's my pleasure to go to St. Louis and bring forth the one and only Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Packing up my gear, getting ready to head south. I got a couple of days of business up here, trying to close some deals and get some traveling money, and should be down by the end of the week.
Great. Yeah, no, that sounds great. Looking forward to it. And speaking of that, we should say hello to all of our listeners listening to us on TalkRadioOrlando.com, where you can listen to all three different variants of Auto World. And pretty soon we'll have TalkRadioSt.Louis.com as well, Don. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that's correct. And you know, hopefully it'll be a Talk Radio Omaha and Talk Radio Fort Myers in the works by the time I get ready to leave Florida, you know, by late March. But we'll see, and we'll talk about it when we get on down there and see what we can muster up.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, in the previous segment, we were talking about getting your vehicle ready for the winter. Of course, we're smack dab in the middle of it. If you're the type of individual who doesn't put their classic vehicle away for the winter, I know it's very common in the Northeast and in the Midwest. A lot of people do tuck them away, but there are those, you know, people that just won't do it because they love driving the car so much. I mean, they're not going to drive it in a snowstorm, but what are some of the things that you would recommend for folks, especially to do with salt and sand? Years ago, they used to put undercoating. I remember that was a big deal when my parents were buying cars. You know, do you want the undercoating? And this was before the automakers were using some anti-corrosive materials themselves. But I would imagine salt and sand is not something you want to keep on your classic car if indeed you are running it in the muck and mire of the winter.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if you're going to store the car, obviously before storage is to get it a good washing, not only on the outside of the car, on the inside. The stuff that you crack in there, when I say crack in there, you know, the stuff that you end up putting on your floorboards and on the rugs and even on the mats, could have a devastating effect over 3 or 4 months of storage. So it's important to get a good cleaning on it, get a good wax on it, to get it in storage. You know, I'm getting ready to come down, and I was out driving my 52 Ford yesterday. And it was 68 degrees here in St. Louis, so I was out cruising for a while. So I basically parked it, put the battery tender on, so I got the low juice going into the battery while I'm down in Florida for 2 months. But I'm not really worried about it. I've got it parked at a friend's house in the driveway. That's about the way I'm going to leave it. But then again, it'll probably get driven while I'm gone. But I know my friend very well. But anyway, yeah, but it is, you know, you definitely want to make sure you clean it. And even if, like my car, I'll make sure before I really get it on the road at the beginning of the driving season when I come back, I give it a good wash just because of the crud and the salt that may get sprayed on it, you know, from the streets and whatnot. You know, corrosion's a killer.
It is, as Neil Young once had an album, Rust Never Sleeps, and it's true. It doesn't. Once you've got it, it is notorious for eating up a vehicle. And certainly, if you're from the cold weather states, you see it all over the place. It used to be even more of a problem than it is today. That's the one cool thing about going to some of the dry areas of the country. If you go out to California or where our great friend and caller Frank called in New Mexico, Arizona. Even down here in Florida, you've got the humidity, but in those dry areas, it's not unusual to see older cars last a lot longer. And part of that reason is that they're not exposed to the salt and sand, and they're not exposed to the humidity in the air and water. Is that the primary reason that we see such good examples in states like Arizona, New Mexico? California.
It is, but I've also been hearing, and I don't have absolute proof on what I'm about to say, but I'm starting getting a lot of positive feedback about there being a lot of survivors in the northern tier states. I didn't find that many when I was out in Montana, but we're finding some really, really good cars in the older salvage yards up in Nebraska, North and South Dakota. And I think part of the reason, even though they go through four seasons, in a lot of the rural areas, it gets so cold in the winter, they don't really use salt on the road because it's too darn cold for it. And then the moisture has a tendency to stay frozen all winter, unlike down here in St. Louis where it might be 68 yesterday, and it might be 12 above zero with an ice storm, by this coming Wednesday.
Yeah,
so you got that
I hear you.
Killing you too. But
that is so true.
Yeah, and I think if you go to my website and you hit those buttons, the salvage yard section, and take a look at just some of the old survivors that are in those salvage yards up there, I think part of what I'm saying is evident in those cars. But also, I got a feeling when we get back up there this spring and we get back up in South Dakota, we'll find some stuff. And I've had a couple leads on yards in Idaho and Montana. And my buddy that invited me to come back around June or July to spend a couple weeks searching for cars with him. And I talked to him yesterday, and he said, well, you know, it's 68 down there, Don. It's like a foot of snow on the ground up here. I thought, so, John, you got to jump on a plane going down to Florida and hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. And lots of car people down here in Florida. I would say next to California, this is probably the most car-crazy area of the country, and certainly a great place to drive convertibles and sports cars year-round. That's one of the great advantages here in Florida, and hence that's why there's a lot of dealers that specialize just in classic cars. I know in the greater Orlando area, there's one dealership that has taken over what was once a department store, and they've made it into an automotive showroom for classic cars, and that's kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah, well, we'll have to check them out next week. The most of the time that I spent in Florida the last couple of years, of course, it's been down in Fort Myers, and the cars down there and the people that own them, they're very plentiful. Seems like there's a car show every weekend with pretty expensive cars. And the folks down there that I ran into don't mind spending money. They seem to have it, and they seem to be trying to spend it before the grandkids or kids get it, you know. So, and a lot of the guys, a lot of the folks down there are snowbirds coming out of Canada. And
that's
I think
true.
I'm going to mention in other shows about how all of our traffic increases out of Canada in the winter when we're in Florida.
That is so true. We'll take a pit stop, and when we come back on the other side, more with Don Jones. He's the number one guy at theoldcarguys.com. Got a question? 855-660-4261.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, The Old Car Guy. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Jones is with us. He's the founder, CEO, president of the oldcarguys.com, and Don is become a regular contributor here on the broadcast, and he and I are working on some media projects. And speaking of media projects, I recently looked at a film piece that you did, a little automotive vignette talking about the Chevrolet bow tie, and it was extremely well done production wise and otherwise, and I think that could easily translate into a radio feature as well. But tell our listeners where they can go to see that and where they can go and check out some of your other videos.
It's just Google a Google search or a YouTube search and put in The Old Car Guys or The Old Car Guys Atlanta. It'll pop up on some of the work that we did when we were trying to self-produce a TV show about 5 or 6 years ago. We cut that little 2-minute video on my last trip back from Florida. I wrote it when I was in Florida, and we shot it in Atlanta, and I edited it, and I think we put that together for the neighborhood of about $300, and we're looking to, you know, to market that in the future if we get back into any TV stuff. But right now, I'm working with a friend to write 53 weekly scripts for automotive history that we'll make available for radio stations and whatnot. It'll be a little in between the show's filler. So I'm hoping to be able to market that in the next few months and put that on maybe some of the stations that we're not on. It'll be kind of a standalone product for us.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Don. Can't wait to check that out. That sounds very, very exciting. Let's talk about something else that is a little bit of a no-brainer, but again, folks are strapped for money these days. If price is no object, you've got multiple cars, you can either park your car for the winter or you can get another set of wheels and tires for the winter. What about our classic car listeners out there who are still driving their classic cars and supposing it's got some really nice wheels on it? Again, it outlines the importance of getting that salt and sand off because it can really cause tremendous havoc.
Yeah, it can, and just the obviously most of the people that I know, that even if they don't put the car in what we might call hard storage, you know, let's call hard storage a heated garage, maybe in a carport, but it'll be covered and keeping some of the elements off of them. But if you're going to run it in the wintertime, it's a good idea to go back to kind of a standard wheel with hubcaps as opposed to these $300 or $400 a piece rims, particularly on folks. I've noticed just a lot of folks that are running wire wheels, and they have a tendency to start developing rust up in that wire area. We're negotiating some advertising contracts with a German outfit that has a rust eliminator. And I really don't want to get into it too deeply, because I really am not sure exactly how the product works. But it's, what I've heard so far is rather intriguing. And that is, it's this product that you put on with a brush, leave on a couple hours, and then rinse off, is supposed to eliminate the rust and put a protective coating over that rust. It can be a standalone inhibitor of rust or a primer to put a paint on it. And one of the problems that we're having on the more inexpensive restorations of cars is that the metal isn't prepared to the right standard. By that I mean all the rust in the old sheet metal hasn't been eliminated or been locked in. And I'm wondering if this product might be kind of a cure-all for that. I don't know yet. But I'm waiting to get some samples of that product and run it by a couple of my buddies that run the restoration shops, see just how good this stuff is. But I had a 56 pickup with the wire wheels on it. It just got really nasty after about a year or so. But, you know, that car was pretty much just a daily driver, so I didn't really worry about it too much. You know, for here in St. Louis, we drive our cars. You know, for 10 years, I drove a 55 Chevrolet to work every day. And that hasn't been that long ago. And, you know, this summer, I'll be driving the 52 most days that, you know, aren't too hot, you know, to drive without air conditioning. But we drive them here. So if it ain't, you know, too nasty on the street, and even well, back when I was younger, even it was nasty, I'd drive them. But, you know, we just... You know, put them together to be a driver, and that's the way it is.
That is the way it is, and some wise words from the old car guy, Don Jones. Don, I want to make sure and give out your telephone number, and as I've said umpteen times, Don will answer your calls. You're not going to have to go through Don's entourage of personnel. He will pick up the phone himself, so please give out your cell phone information.
You got
and again,
it.
Remind everybody of the website address as well.
Okay. Yeah, area code 314-306-7507. Go to theoldcarguys.com. And if you go to theoldcarguys@gmail.com, you can send me an email.
That's great. And certainly looking forward for your visit down here in Florida. And I'm sure you're going to have fun visiting with all the great car people in this neck of the woods.
I got to get back up and see our old buddy Don Garland and get an interview with him when I'm down there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that there's a lot of different angles we can go with that, and that will be very interesting as well. Let me ask you, Don. I got an email here from a gentleman with an interesting question, and he wants a Continental tire kit for a T-Bird, so we're assuming it's a 55, a 6, or a 7, and wants to know if that's something that is in Don's level of expertise. Is that something he could help out with?
Yes.
How hard are those to find?
Yes. On our website, we have a fellow that specializes in baby, what they call baby bird parts, 5, 6s, and 7s. He's up in New York, and he's sitting on somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 cars of those years. He's probably got one. If you go to the website and probably just use the search engine, put in 55 T-bird parts, it'll probably pop up. There's a guy up in Neosha, Illinois. He's under too, and I think he's under salvage yards and parts. He's sitting on a lot of T-bird stuff. So those are the two guys that to try first. Other than that, you probably have to go to one of the T-bird restoration shops to get one.
Really good advice. We'll keep the emails coming here, Bob, at autoworldradio.com and 855-660-4261. Here's an interesting question. This one's from Mary. Mary's interested in obtaining a British Roadster, but has had horror stories told to her about failures of electrical systems and otherwise. She asks, Don, would be buying an MG, MGB, or a Triumph Spitfire, would that be something that would be a mistake? What are your thoughts?
If you love the car, go ahead and buy it. The MG parts are a little rare to get. I've not found anybody that wanted to part with any, but I'm sure they're out there. I ran into a fellow up in... I was trying to remember the name of the town, but in Nebraska, there was sitting on like 25 of them in his garage up there, but he didn't want to sell them, any pieces whatsoever. I think that probably through one of the British Motor clubs that you can find wiring kits and parts for them. We just haven't had that much of a demand, and they are a little harder to work on, but they're very, very compact, and not a whole lot there compared to a lot of American cars.
And, Don, we should congratulate you again on your soaring presence in the Mopar world. Tell everybody about the great news on that score.
Well, we are the number one source for classic Mopar parts. We spent almost 2 years putting together everybody we could find with Mopar stuff. So... if it's not on the site, give me a call and I'll find it for you.
That's right, theoldcarguys.com, and do so. Check that out. Don, thank you so much for your time today, and we'll see you soon, and we'll be talking as well.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. I'm Bob Long.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dynavite and the Lico chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Do the Dynavite. Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.